The last thing I want to ask you about is the use of TKIs, specifically erlotinib, and first, how you go about in your clinical practice utilizing it, and to what extent you consider sort of enriching factors like non-smoking and mutation status.
We have not been, as a standard rule of thumb, getting mutation status. And that's because of all the other data out there, which seems to suggest that EGFR overexpression, either by protein or by FISH analysis, is also a strong predictor of benefit. It may not be dramatic response rates, but it seems to predict at least stable disease and improve survival. So we've been using it in our second-line patients.
So do you test for EGFR then clinically?
At this point in time, what we've been doing is using clinical factors as much as anything. Clinical factors as well as how well they responded to the first-line therapy. So if someone progresses through first-line therapy, that would be somebody, rather than go on to a second-line cytotoxic, that we would be more likely to use erlotinib second-line. Or if the patient has got those clinical characteristics of being a woman or a non-smoker or a BAC or of a Asian descent, that too would push us to use erlotinib as a second-line instead of third-line therapy.
What about oligosmokers, you know, people who maybe had 15-pack years or something like that many years ago?
Well, you know that there's not a lot of clinical data out there in terms of what to do with those patients. I do know CLGB is conducting a trial in those patients. They are conducting a randomized trial in patients who've never smoked or these oligosmokers who get randomized to, I believe it's erlotinib alone versus erlotinib plus chemotherapy.
In your own practice, do you change your algorithm at all in an oligosmoker?
I guess I do. If they are very close to being a non-smoker, I mentally consider them a non-smoker. But many of these patients have smoked. You know, they've smoked a pack a year since their ages of 20 to 40, and it's just the past 20 years that they haven't smoked. So if you've got a 20-pack year history under your belt, I don't think you can ignore that.